The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, whether you're saving for a deposit on a house or a new business venture, it's important to have a plan in place and know what you're up against. Paul Merriman is CEO of Fairstone and founder of AskPaul.ie, and he is here to talk to us about savings. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, it's what you're saving for, how quickly you need the money,
yes,
and how quickly you want to save.
Yes, exactly, Pat. So you have to first of all look at if you've got a lump sum, are you going to save on a weekly or a monthly basis? And do you need access to it in the short, medium or long term? And then you want to look at what's important to you. Like some people really want to see the deposit guaranteeing scheme in place. All the Irish banks will have that. Like Revolut would have it. But there's some ways to invest outside of these places that wouldn't have the deposit guarantee scheme, which I wouldn't encourage people to do, obviously.
Yeah.
Make sure that's in place.
So you know
in the
all these, you mentioned Revolut there. There's N26, there's Raisin we hear them advertising.
Yes.
There's Bunk we
yes.
hear advertising. And one I haven't heard of, Trade Republic.
Yeah, Trade Republic, yeah. Yeah, so
do they all have the guarantee?
They do, yeah. Most of them, but some of the banks on Raisin won't have the full guarantee. So Raisin is like a platform where different banks will go on and advertise their rates. You get Eastern European banks, you have some from Portugal, from France, and some of them will have the full guarantee scheme. So it might be up to 90,000 or 8,000, depending on their own situation, banking-wise, in their own country. I would always urge to make sure you have the 100,000 euro guarantee scheme in place as the fully secured, even if it's only 10,000 or 20,000, it's not the full 100,000 euro, and make sure it's in place, especially if you're nervous.
What kind of rates are available?
Well, from Irish banks, you can go in at 0.01%, which is basically zero. It's nothing. Okay, so we start with kind of instant accounts or instant on-demand accounts. And then Revolut and Trade Republic about 3.5, Revolut at 3.49. So you're looking at anywhere from 0 to 3.49, typically speaking. And that's sort of taking any currency risk. If you did want to go into the UK with the pounds, or you didn't want to go over to the US with the dollar, you would get a little bit more, around 4-4.5%. But that's really when you're looking at currency risk and everything there. So typically speaking, from a euro account, 0% up to 3.5%. But a lot of people listening this morning, Pat, might even think, from an Irish banking point of view, we kind of, I'm not going to say the word lazy, but we just don't really want to put the effort in to get this free money, and it's sitting there. I mean, the Irish banks have been taking this money, putting in the EU bank, billions
they
back.
They get paid and we don't get paid. So we have inertia.
There is massive. So even if you're on you're in one of the Irish banks today and you're getting an instant account and you have 0.01%, you could ring the bank and maybe get a 2% rate or 1.5% by fixing it for a year if you don't need it there for a year. And this is where the terms come into consideration, because the Irish banks will typically lock your money up for a certain period of time or limit access the kind of better the rate is. Where the likes of Revolut aren't doing that. So Revolut, Trade Republic, these places are giving you daily interest. So you put your, say, 10, 20, 50k, whatever the lump sum is in, or regular cash in, and you're getting the savings on a daily basis, the interest applied on a daily basis, and you can take it out on any stage. So it's really, really, really good, and they're really putting up the Irish banks.
But the Irish banks are not responding, are they?
They're not responding, and they're not responding quick enough because they don't have to. Like what Revolut are doing, in fairness, is making no real dent.
They will make excuses for themselves, saying, but aren't we giving our mortgage borrowers great deals?
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this.
Nah,
you don't believe that?
I'm not buying that. No, that's not. Sorry, they are not passing on the mortgage interest rates, to be fair. They're two completely separate sides of the house, and the profits the three banks are declaring over the last few years have been phenomenal. And a lot of that money is just coming from the money being housed by the ECB.
So they need a good financial slap from our savers.
They do. And like I said, Revolut are making inroads, Raisin.ie. The problem for consumers, I think, is the lack of knowledge of what happens once you go to these places. So for argument's sake, if you end up in Raisin.ie and you go to one of the banks there, Blue Bank, if you go to Blue Bank, they will do what's called withholding tax, and you'll have to do a tax return to declare your DIRT, unless you're over 65 and you're exempt from DIRT. But if you do, then you're into a tax situation where you're making a tax return in October 2025 for your interest there in 2024. And just people don't like doing that either. So you have to be very careful in relation to where you go. So I think probably the easiest at the moment is definitely Revolut, because practically everybody has a Revolut account. They don't use it for other than maybe, you know, contribute towards trips away or savings or giving the kids a bit of pocket money maybe. But if you did open a savings account, the DIRT's going to be done for you. You're not going to have as much setup, and you're not going to have as many tax issues. And you're getting that 3.49 if You have to be careful here. 3.49 is for their Ultra account, and they will charge you on a monthly basis for that Ultra account. So that could end up costing you, you know, 50 quid a month just to have that account. There's loads of other benefits. And then they have a standard account revenue for 2%. So just do your research.
The more money you put in, I mean, if you take the maximum, say 100 grand.
Exactly, yeah.
And you work out, how much am I going to earn in interest on this?
Yes.
And then subtract the 50 and see what your profit
exactly
is.
Even after Dirt. So even for you at 100,000 euro, you're still making money. Actually, you're still making money at 50,000 euro. About 25,000 euro is the break even on that Ultra account. But they have loads of other accounts. So the Ultra account is not just to get the return. It's lounge access to airports. There's loads of travel insurance stuff on it. So it's a really robust account in itself, that Ultra account that they have. But it gives you access to slightly higher interest, I suppose, their savings accounts.
Now, when you're talking to people about saving, typically what are they saving for?
Typically speaking, the big ones are for house deposits. And then, you know, maybe weddings or people going on maternity leave from a financial planning point of view, and they want to have unpaid leave for 6 months or a year after maternity benefits run out. They're the big ones on a daily basis. But the majority of people that would probably sit down from a financial planning point of view are saving longer than 5 years, and then you're kicking back into investments because the investments should outperform what the deposit rate is and inflation. And this is the big thing. When you're doing proper financial planning, it is important you look at those high yielding kind of deposit accounts like the Revoluts and getting that 3.5% if you can on large lump sums in particular. And the real reason, Pat, is actually, yes, to make money for yourself, but also to beat inflation. Yeah. If inflation's 2%,
you're losing money.
You could be losing nearly 2% a year if you're in those instant demand accounts. So from financial planning, I think everybody thinks financial planning is just about pensions, investments, and into the future. But it's also about making sure you're stable now. Where's your short-term cash? And are you getting the best bang for your buck? And that's really what it's about for clients.
Yeah. Now, all sorts of financial institutions offer savings products. What about on post?
Yeah, but look, to be fair for on post don't charge tax. So when they have, they don't have to charge the tax, the door tax. So when you have like a 1% rate per annum, you're getting the real 1%, I suppose, or straight through. The problem I find with some of these places is that I had somebody come in to me quite recently telling me they were getting 10% per annum, and it wasn't. It was 1% over for every 10 years. So I find some of them, I'm not saying they're trying to be misleading, but some of the advertisements I've seen and people saying they're getting 10%, yeah, you're getting 10%, but it's over 10 years and inflation's running at 2%, where inflation's been in the last few years, you've had a real devalue on your money. So I would.
And are they really saying that if you put the money away for 10 years, you'll get 10%, which is simple interest?
Yes,
so
it's just
it hasn't
simple
been
interest.
Compounded.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. It's not even compounded. No, actually, a very good point. So I think I wouldn't be a big advocate or a big believer in putting money there for a long period of time, especially 10 years, because your typical demand account or even, sorry, deposit account would beat it. And then you should be really looking at the investment markets for more than 5 years anyway.
How dramatically do the interest rates offered change with the period you're prepared to stash the money away with them
well,
for?
Well, that's very, very good question. And it would have mattered a lot before, but it doesn't matter now. With the likes of Revolut and Trade Republic, they're offering on demand at 3.5%, which is phenomenal. You know, where before you would have had to lock your money up for at least a year, 18 months, or even 24 months to get that. So that's kind of been eaten away beyond these online offerings, which is amazing. So yeah, I mean, that's not really that big of a deal anymore for consumers. They might have picked one already where they might be locked in. But I do think it is important, you know, like I said, to make sure you're just shopping.
Now, when people are borrowing money, say, for a car, often the rate is quite punitive, isn't it?
Yes.
Unless you do the PCP and,
a completely different product altogether.
This question from a listener, is a 0% car loan a no-brainer?
That's from yes, it probably is. To be fair, if you're getting 0% finance, the problem is you mightn't be getting the 0% finance on the full deal. So PCP led with the 0% finance, but it was in the kind of first 3 years. When you roll off the 3 years, you might still owe a massive lump sum of 70% of the value of the car, and that mightn't be at 0%. You won't know what that is. So a lot of people did that over the last few years, came off PCPs over the last 24 months and are getting hammered now with interest rate hikes. They're nearly set 8, 9, 10% in some cases.
If I take out a pension, is my money guaranteed at least the amount I put in, or am I better off saving my money that I would have put into my pension?
I'll go for the pension all day, because you're going to get your tax relief automatically, either 20% or 40%.
But if you put it with someone who is operating a pension plan.
Yeah, but you can put it in cash. You don't have, this is another thing, people think you have to invest your pension. If you're risk averse, you can pick a deposit account in your pension.
Yeah.
You can pick a cash account, no problem at all.
I have 13,000 in Revolut account at 0.2%. Every day at 2 a.m. I get about 51 cent interest added to my account. That's less than dirt. Great stuff, says Peter.
Well, that's added on a daily basis then. So just get the figures correct here. Like the standard rate in Revolut now is 2%. So 2% minus dirt. Yeah, okay, we're paying dirt at 33%. It's still well over 1%. So
but
I'm not sure
it's every day, and it is compounding
up. Getting it every day, and it's compounding up, you see, which again, it makes a massive difference, that compounding effect.
Now, what do you think about the pattern of saving? I mean, you mentioned lump sums. That's great if you somehow get a lump sum. But in terms of saving from your monthly paycheck?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing to do if you're trying to start saving is to make sure you set a direct debit and you start saving on the day you get paid. So wages come in, savings goes out on the same day. That's the automatic thing to do. If you haven't saved before, start at a low amount and increase it up. But I think, from a monthly point of view, you have to understand what you're saving for. Is it a short, medium or long-term goal? If it's something like a deposit at a house or a wedding or something that's happened in the next few years, Revolut, one of these demand accounts that's giving good interest, is a really good idea to go. Anything long-term, you're looking to kick it into, towards an investment account. But just to be careful, there's a lot of people saving today, Pat, that have loans outstanding and they're trying to save for the long-term and they might be getting 3.5% off Revolut. Yeah. But they might owe the credit union a car loan, maybe 8 or 9 grand at 8%. So overpaying the car loan is the thing to do there. Yeah. You've just made 8% rather than 3.5%. Okay, so and I see this with the credit union all the time where people have loans.
And credit cards as
well. Yeah, and credit cards. Credit cards are 15 to 22% now. So yeah, so just make sure that saving's great and you do need that kind of emergency fund and rainy day fund. But if you have got short-term debt, the biggest impact, the biggest bang for your buck is clearing it quicker and overpaying it.
Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone, founder of AskPaul.ie. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.